4 years ago, President Clinton courted and for the most part won the votes of gay men and lesbians, having campaigned on promises to support gay rights, for example by lifting the ban on military service. It's a promise he didn't keep, and many homosexuals, including commentator Joan Steinau Lester, are feeling jilted.
It's the oldest story in the world. You promised to care for me. You said you'd be faithful. I believed every word. I gave you my all, and then you dumped me. Bill Clinton, won't you please come home? It's been the strangest love affair. You pledged to make lesbians and gay men a higher priority than any president before you. You said your very first act would be an executive order lifting the ban on you-know-who in the military. And then, boom, waffle and weave. Broader consensus was needed, you said. Change comes in incremental steps, you said. It was a blow, but I was forgiving. At least you tried. I gave you another chance. After that, you were winsome, most of the time. I applauded when you appointed the first open lesbian judge and then the first presidential liaison to the gay community. I loved it when you convened the first White House conference on HIV and AIDS. And finally, a major women's health study expanded to include lesbians. I sighed with relief when you ended the ban on security clearances for gay men and lesbians. And yes, my man supports ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. Hey, I started to think, you're going to stay home nights after all. But then, another slap in the face. You agreed to sign the Defense of Marriage Act. Not only did you say you'd legislate against gay marriage, you actually said you didn't even believe in it. This is my ticket to a whole panoply of rights. And you had the nerve to announce your opposition the very same week the Supreme Court upheld gay rights in Colorado. You did it for my own good, you said. You had no intention of getting Americans into a round of gay bashing, you said. You're sending me some very mixed signals. How can I be sure you care? I feel scorned, jilted. So what am I going to do in November? Well, I'm going to walk, not run, to my polling place and cast my vote for you. Why? Because I don't want to lose what we've worked so hard to gain together. I understand that you, like other leaders, react to public pressure, but I am going to keep on expecting fully honorable behavior. I want a promise that never again will you try to get away with read my lip service. You've helped create a climate where gay topics are no longer the third rail in politics. Touch it and die. And maybe, if you're freed of re-election constraints, you'll show more courage and be more like the man I met 4 years ago. So let's try to make this work. Together we can change the ending to the age-old story of love betrayed. Give me 4 more years of the unwavering commitment I truly deserve.
Joan Steinau Lester lives in Berkeley, California. Her latest book is Taking Charge, Every Woman's Action Guide.